If you're back, I'm impressed. This is Audio Fever Podcast. I'm your host, Lucky Lou.
It's your boy, Podcast Poppy.
It's your boy, D-Rec. Bay Area, stand up.
Appreciate all the love and support, y'all.
Enjoy the show, guys. It is Audio Fever Podcast, baby, and we are back.
Yes,
how's everybody
sir.
Doing today?
Yes, yeah, we're doing good, good man. Good.
Johnny, D-Rec.
Sir, Lucky.
A little tired.
A little.
Yeah, my man works hard, man.
Well, yo, we do have a special guest today.
Yes, we do, man.
My guy.
Dougie, what's good with you? How are you doing today?
Hey, not bad. It's a beautiful day, bro. Blessed to be on the show.
Outstanding.
Welcome
we go back.
Episode 21, Audio Fever Podcast.
Absolutely.
I know, man, Dougie, man.
Keep it consistent.
21 is a special number, so.
It is? Why?
I like numbers.
I like numbers.
I like numbers, too. Why is 21 so special, though?
Because people turn 21 is a hype thing, you know what I'm saying?
I know, but then all the hype for the drinking just kind of goes downhill. Now,
you're right, because we do all that shit before 21.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I had a lot of fun.
21's a good number, dude. My baseball number was 12, so you know, flip it backwards on some Illuminati shit. You know, it's 12.
Okay.
That's my number in baseball.
We'll stick with that. Yeah. So what's good with everything in the studio, D-Rec?
Man, you already know, man. This studio stays booming. Stay busy. I appreciate everyone that's been coming through and everyone that's been hitting me up consistently on a daily basis. You feel me?
Yeah.
I was just telling these guys over there. I was like, man, I stepped out of the house for once in a long ass time.
It's nice.
And I came across a lot of people that I worked with in the studio. So it felt good. You feel me? Just, you know, knowing that.
That recognition feels
people
nice.
People respect me and know, you know, they know hey, it's a real, you feel me?
Hey, the hood know you as studio, man.
The studio,
so
man.
So true.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's
like, damn. It's funny because when people come to the studio, I'd be like, damn, we got a studio in the hood.
Yeah.
You feel me? I was like, yeah, man. You know what I mean? So
they're not really aware of it until you show them the studio and they're like, what?
And that's good, man. Every time people come in, they be like, man, this is fire.
Yeah, so, I can't wait
to feel feeling, bro. Especially that word there we put in for so long.
Oh,
wait till we get to that permanent position. It's gonna feel so much better.
Hell yeah. Okay.
I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to describe how it's gonna feel. Like I just want it to happen.
Lucky is probably just as excited, if not even more excited.
Consistency is key.
That's right.
I'm on my genuine right now, baby. I'm so anxious.
He just wanna quit his job.
Dead.
Can't wait.
It's going to be good, man. I mean, the job's not going to be, they're not going to be happy about it.
I'm probably going to still go to my career's job just to flex.
I don't know if I'd probably go there to have a
he's going
to
pull up like,
pull up in the I'll go rent a fucking Lambo just to fucking.
Oh, shit. Now you're just trying to be a dick.
I give a fuck at your tables. Yeah, I got your phone.
I love being underestimated, yeah, because you get to do shit like that when you.
If you do that, you got to at least get a waiter that you remember if there's one that you know and make sure you tip her good.
Always.
Yeah. If she treat you like shit too.
Restaurant respect.
Restaurant respect.
Like tip everybody like a rat but her.
Oh, damn.
You know what I'm saying? But still tip her 200%. Too ungrateful, man.
Yeah, for real.
He's doing it. How you feel about the politics around going around right now?
Man, the politics is...
I don't like politics.
It's funny as hell, man. And you know what's funny? Let's just start off this politics with my man Biden because he has a special message for all of us.
Oh, Joe Biden got a special message.
Yes, he does.
So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway... We're going to get a lot done.
Yo, tell me my man don't sound like Bush right now.
Yo, exactly. I was thinking the same thing.
Yo,
that's all Bush right there.
That's all Bush.
Hey, shout out to everybody with speech impediments, bro. When you get to a certain age, man, it's time to sit down.
You know what I think it was? I think the little speech thing was going too fast for his old ass, so he couldn't keep up.
Right.
So you know, because. Obviously, that's...
Yo, but you got to be able to recover better than that. You're talking about people doing something they love.
We're going
to
get a lot done.
And he's like, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to get some shit done.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
No questions. It's just going to happen. I don't understand it. I fucking hate politics.
Okay, so the deal with politics, what's going on, is that the politics is causing people to be divided, bro, no matter what. So you can't really even, like express your opinion without... Someone like fucking flipping shit, and it's now it's like either you're Democrat or you're racist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Or you're a Republican and you're a fucking hippie liberal. Once you start like talking about like, you know, regulating like energy laws and shit like that, and like
fuck labels.
Nobody comes to an agreement.
Yeah, labels get tied to certain things.
Government's made to separate the people and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, cause like it's like you're picking a side. You know what I mean? So it's crazy. It's crazy, man. I don't like the way that everybody's divided right now.
If people get mad when you ask them, so who'd you vote for? Like, and then they'll respond with, "Why is that any of your business?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, we're United States. Where's the United at?
Yeah.
Right? Where is the United at?
And there's no United no more because we're obviously, like, falling apart because we're not trusting each other and we're not trusting the government.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Shit's crazy.
We definitely don't trust the government.
Well, look what's going on with everything with, like, the inflation of the American dollar. We're not trusting the money now. Everything's going to cryptocurrency, so y'all better wake the fuck up and start doing y'all research.
They're fucking starting to play NBA players in Bitcoin now.
Recently, the Kings just allowed people to go ahead and purchase shit with Bitcoin on their team and shit. Like, they're able to buy, like, different stuff for, like, Bitcoin. You feel me?
Yeah. So.
Bitcoin's coming up, bro. I don't understand the fact how, or...
I don't even get the concept, honestly.
Neither do I, bro, and I'm so I feel even dumber. Dumber for the fact that I should have just fucking bought some when it was
$10. Shout out to the new financial order. There's a lot of pages out there that you can look up, and then after you look, do your due diligence and look up your own research. So there's coins out there, for example, like Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin's been around for a long time. So recently, last year, it spiked up all the way almost like $30,000-$25,000. One coin.
Well, Elon Musk is $1.5 billion into it.
Absolutely, because you're also able to buy a Tesla with Bitcoin. You're also able to buy NBA tickets with Bitcoin at certain NBA stadiums, like the Dallas Mavericks, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on that. I believe that that's what they allow purchases. But there's other coins out there that you're able to purchase. Jim Jones is working on a coin right now.
The rapper,
you feel me? Yeah, the rapper. He's working on a coin. So
that's the concept of crypto. He's working on a couple of things.
Jim Jones is working on a couple of things. He's also working on a mobile studio where you could do recording at your crib and have a studio man and an engineer and everybody all in different locations in one studio cloud room. That shit crazy.
No shit.
New technology shit. You heard that shit? Wow. So, but
shout out to freaking Jim Jones for doing some shit like that. That's some
back to the crypto,
changing world shit.
The crypto shit, like right now they got crypto. Ethereum and Cardano. A lot of different coins that have different purposes and have are trusted, you know. Yeah. So you trust in the coins, so that's why you deposit. Think about it like a universal stock, universal like place where you can hold your money at, and it can either rise and you could lose money too. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But you have to put your money into trust a coin that's going in the right direction, like Ethereum and other coins that you do your research on. You got to put your money into it.
Oh, that's with the anything. You got to put money into it.
Motherfuckers is going to be either poor or rich as fuck. Because once the American dollar goes down and everybody had their money trusted into 401k and that shit crashes, it's a wrap, bro.
Yeah. Oh, facts. Exactly. Facts.
Exactly. I'm gonna be like, damn, bro, I could have put this into Bitcoin. I would have had like
two. Hella rich.
Wow.
That's why I don't sleep on that, man. Every little chance I get, throw some money in Bitcoin.
You guys heard about that dude that lost all billions in dollars on Bitcoin because he forgot his password?
I think he committed suicide.
No.
He didn't commit suicide. He's still kicking.
He's still
Yo, that's crazy.
And you know the crazy thing about the internet? People thought that kid was dead. The kid that was, I got time today.
Yeah.
Today I got time. And everybody thought he was dead, and he came up on Instagram talking like, I'm not dead, and it's crazy what people will believe. It's nuts, bro.
The internet will wild out, bro.
The internet is, I want to know who decided.
See, look at me, I was like, yo, that dude died.
See, they use algorithms, just like you were talking about, to get that shit from going viral. That's nuts. I don't understand why people want to spread fake information.
Are you delusional? Do you suffer from a mental illness?
A lot of
people do. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. I'm not going to argue with that.
All right, moving on.
Politics, man. You know what you should call them? Politics.
You're lying.
I'm just saying, man.
They're the mafia.
That, but legit, like, if you watch, I watched this show called, Boardwalk Empire. It's an old show, old gangster, Nucky Thompson and shit.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Capone, back in the Prohibition days. And the way that they would commit these crimes and work their way around the system reminded me so much of our government.
Yeah.
I was just so blown away, bro.
It's an HBO show, so I'm not surprised, bro. This is
Buscemi,
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah,
what an amazing dude.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he made it onto the big scene. He's dope, bro. Like, I mean,
he's staying there. Good actor, good writer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys know that nearly half of the U.S. virus infections are just 5 states?
Damn.
5. Yeah. 5 states, bro.
I didn't know that until you told me shit.
I know. I didn't know that until I read the article.
which are the states?
We got Pennsylvania, Michigan, New Jersey, Florida, and New York.
Makes sense. Not even some Texas. Of the biggest cities.
Yeah.
I was thinking Texas too.
Texas is already fully open.
But no. You would think Texas, but no.
No, yeah.
Texas, Mississippi, and Florida are the three main states open.
They're opening it up because they need money too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's another reason, but.
That is true.
I believe in opening it up, but when you flood the gates, I mean, the numbers are going to go up. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's with anything, bro. Look at the.
They just want you to get that vaccine.
Yeah, I'm not getting the vaccine. Oh, I don't.
I'm not against the vaccine. Like,
I'm not against. Not against it. You want
to
get it?
They're gonna get it. To
go
the
get it.
Want to get it too?
I don't need it.
It's gonna be.
Yeah, I don't need it. I'm gonna keep working out, getting my vitamins and shit.
Exactly.
I'm gonna keep smoking weed and doing what I do.
Like I said, you guys know my situation. That shit went in and out of my system. Yeah. I was sick one day, like literally fucking strong fever came down. But guess what? Guess what? That same day, that night, I went for like an hour walk. I walked that bitch out. I went home. Yeah. I was tired as fuck.
Yeah.
And just laid down.
It's a rough sickness.
You feel me? It was rough, but you know what?
Losing the taste for it, that was scary.
Nah, I didn't even lose no taste buds. I didn't lose. I think I ate pizza that day. Listen, I ate pizza that day. I had the shits. I think that was it, bro. You feel me?
Yeah.
That was it. And then next day, my two boys, no, not even, Eric and then Erica. And then Erica had it the worst. But it was like one day me, one day Eric, and then Erica for a couple of days. Yeah. And then that was it. Like,
lost my taste for like 4 days, give it to
you. I had none of those symptoms.
I hate when people Google problems. Stop Googling your problems.
I didn't have no symptoms of what people say with like taste buds and all that extra shit.
I didn't even think it was real, bro.
I didn't even check my temperature, so I don't even know what my temperature was. I just know I was, obviously, I have a fever. I'm feeling shiver.
Your body's hotter than
I know what my body feels like and what it is. So you feel me when all these people are like extra shit. I was like, oh, with the vaccine. Bitch, I ain't take. I am the vaccine.
Yeah.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? That shit, I ate that shit.
I'm not talking shit about the virus. It's a virus. It's a real virus.
It's a real virus.
It was made in a lab. I don't care what anybody says. But
that's everything else.
It's neither here nor there. My fact is, it's overhyped. There is way too much hype behind this fucking virus.
Nah, you're correct. Yeah. Correct.
I'm
I just don't like the full control that the government has entirely.
Bro, and they can easily use this to their advantage. Look at China, bro. You can't even go to China without getting an anal swab. All foreigners, mandatory anal swabs.
What?
COVID.
Nah, you can't do anal
swabs. Yeah. If you want to go into their country, you will.
You ain't sticking nothing on my
ass. Get the fuck out of here.
Don't go to China, nigga.
But I ain't going to China anyways. You can't even breathe over there. Bruh. They buying air, bro. What the fuck is going on?
They buying air.
That's nuts.
That's wild.
Swamp ass, dookie ass.
Yo. Fuck out of here. I'm out here in Florida chilling.
Florida is little legit.
These motherfuckers can't even breathe over there, bro.
Florida is
stupid.
They have so much bad energy.
It's stupid. Yeah, Florida is stupid. Nah, but Florida's on some shit, bro.
Florida is stupid, but guess what? It's popping out here.
But you know what? Hey, I'm going to Miami this weekend, so Florida doing something right. You feel me?
I'm telling you.
That's what I'm saying. Everything open right now.
Listen, no, but hold on. Talking about Miami, just that I just mentioned, did you guys see what happened during the spring break?
Wilding out there.
They were going bananas out there.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my goodness.
Listen, I lived in Florida for 4 years now, and I've not seen the spring break. And spring break gets pretty wild in Miami.
In fact, bro. Golly. I've been there.
There's nothing else is open.
Yo, nothing, bro. They were booming. I mean, they had to shut. They had a curfew for I think for the like that last week.
They were wilding out. I heard they lift that.
Yeah, of course. That's done. Yeah, that's done for. But
it was just for spring break, bro.
And they're saying that they're getting ready for another wave of that shit. So,
well, yeah, because the colleges are going to have spring break. Plus, we got summer coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm telling you right now, my restaurant busy as fuck.
Yep.
And
I believe it.
Yo, Mondays went from me chilling to me not moving from the fucking kitchen and running the whole goddamn lot of the whole fucking shit ton of food.
Damn.
Yo, I'm telling you, it is ridiculous.
Yeah. Everybody's coming to Florida. Listen, I have 5 mates, all right, from up north that are down here.
Oh, yeah.
Already this weekend.
Real estate gone, bro. Houses are fucking disappearing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, someone had a house in the market, right?
I got a family member that's moving down to Kissimmee. You feel me?
Yeah.
From up north.
The market is wild right now because someone had a house for sale for like $400. Realtor was like, you know what? Put $250 on top of that, right? They sold it for $650, bro.
That's sick. Yeah. So fire.
Now, the market is definitely high. Keep building, especially
eight
in my area.
That's nuts.
It was sold in 8 hours,
bro. Listen, and they keep building in the area, so that only brings up the value in the area.
Yo, absolutely.
Because they're building new houses, crazy. You feel me? So,
oh, yeah. That shit is wild how, like...
That's why people, we got...
And people... It sucks
trying to buy, like five houses right now, like ASAP.
Oh, my God.
People are trying to, like, buy houses. That's people who actually live out here in Florida already. But you can't because everybody out... like who don't live here, they see a house in the market, boom, snagging it.
You're snagging for it. Real, bro. Every house I've been looking at, gone.
Place to be. And all these everything's open at full capacity.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god,
UFC about to have their UFC 62, one of those two.
Everything's in Florida, bro. Everything's in Florida.
Yeah, full capacity.
Like right now, the WrestleMania is this weekend.
Yep.
Raymond James, right?
That's actually April. That Saturday, April was 9 and 10, right? Yeah. So
now they're having people there?
Yeah, they have people. Yeah. My friend, one of my friend of mine that's here, Dave, the one I told you about, he runs a wrestling podcast, and him and Sana are here for the weekend. They'll be there partying. They'll be there having their fun.
Everything's popping up. And so many people want to be mad at Florida, right? But they come down here, and I don't see none of these motherfuckers wearing masks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? You want to talk that shit, but don't want to wear a mask?
But
like,
probably the people who don't give a fuck who are coming down here. Everybody who
I guarantee you,
they probably still.
I guarantee you, they coming from a state where they got to buy that shit.
Yep.
Sports. Oh yeah, sports.
A lot of people a lot of people from California out here too. Surprisingly,
nah, fuck out of here.
Yeah. Facts, bro. Because I've seen so many license plates from Florida. Cali.
Bro, yeah. No hippie motherfuckers can go back. I do not want no people from California with them crazy ass fucking mentality laws that they got over there.
Yeah.
Leave that shit the fuck over there.
I know. Talk about, in California, look, bitch, you ain't in California no more.
Isn't that shit still in lockdown? Supposedly?
Yeah, I think 30% of the fucking state is still.
Yeah, I know a lot. They still the last state that's still.
Yeah. They still got a curfew over. Like,
I'm surprised they're not on that list.
Fucked up.
Yo, right? I'm surprised California ain't on the top 5 list.
Yeah. Well, obviously because they're on fucking lockdown and doing crazy ass shit.
I know. They're trying to avoid that spray.
New York on full lockdown.
Yeah, even still. So
But you got to think about New York City compared to California.
Yeah.
No,
LA.
No.
Because California's like this long, and then New York.
Well, New York City, just a city.
That's where all the numbers are coming from. They got to be coming from New York City.
Well, yeah, no.
Right? I mean, so that's why the dude went and legalized marijuana.
Yeah, Oakland. LA. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, shout out to New York City, man.
Yeah, facts.
You feel me? They made that shit legal, man. I know everybody out there happy.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out to all my peoples out there. I know y'all turning up, man. Just walk down the street, lit that shit. Not that y'all already weren't doing that. But now y'all don't got to look over y'all shoulder, hide that shit. So word up to y'all, man. Lucky y'all.
Shout out to everybody getting out of jail who just fucking was in the middle of
the trial. Pardon for their fucking weed charges.
Yo, shout out to everybody who's going to get out.
Yo, you know what's funny? I saw a video. They were doing like a countdown. 1, 3, 2, 1. And everybody was like, I mean, it was like in the middle of Times Square. Everybody was going crazy. And it was the day that they legalized it when they passed. Everybody was going crazy. This dude was smoking he did a bong with Henny in a bong. Yo, they were wilding.
I hope they don't drink.
It was hilarious. If we would have seen it, we would have been there on wilding out too.
How fucked up would you be if you took a shot of that bong water after smoking like for 2 weeks
the Henny bong water?
I definitely will definitely throw up.
I would definitely throw up.
Yeah, that shit is gross.
I would definitely throw up.
Bomb water when you hit it once.
I just hit it once and it's like, that's enough.
Facts. I think I need to change the water.
All right, yeah.
I'll take a shot of Henny off a clean bomb.
Yo, that shit.
Yo, with everything going around, I feel like officers really need to be held accountable. And there's one in particular that happened last year. It was a shooting. Andre Hill was shot coming out of his daughter's garage. It was his daughter's house. He was coming out of his daughter's house. He was dropping off Christmas money. And the cop shot him.
Wait, why though?
Why?
Like he was on duty?
Like the cop was on duty, yeah. What do you mean, why? How's there a why? There's no why.
No, wait, but how did it escalate for him to pull out his weapon and shoot this man? Like, there had to be a point of escalation.
He had to have been outside.
The escalation was a phone call. Somebody called.
Somebody called and said,
but why did his fucking cop drop his gun?
I assume he's a black man.
Because he saw some black dude coming out of the some garage.
Yeah, I remember this. This is back in, we actually spoke about this in a
last
while back.
Year, yeah.
Yeah, it was actually
when
during,
it first happened.
Before Christmas.
It was like, 2 days before Christmas.
Yeah. So,
Man, that makes me so upset.
Yeah, but on the bright side, I did find out that they fired that cop.
Yeah, but that's it?
Oh, he's getting charged.
Yeah, okay, he's getting charged now. There we go. But yeah, it happened. It was kind of like he had lifted his phone. He didn't even have a weapon on him. He just went up and he's like, hey, there was like a disturbance.
Yeah, he was holding a phone.
Yeah. He went up and I guess the officer already had the gun out.
Yeah, the officer already had the gun out because he was late on turning on.
Why are they drawing their guns, first of all, like right away? That's my fucking problem.
Yeah, he just pulled out. He must have, something must have startled him.
Yeah,
pull your gun out like that.
If you watch the video, he's late to turning on his web and cam. So you don't see
the reason.
How it like kind of escalated.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't even have escalated. He got a call. He should have just walked up to the house and knocked on the door or something and, you know, or walked up to the garage. You could have just had your hand on your gun and talked to the dude. That's happened to me. Yeah. I've had so many cops walk up to me, just, hey, hand on the gun and just have a conversation with me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's like, why couldn't you just do that? Why was your gun drawn? There's no reason because hand was in his pocket. That's it. He had one hand in his pocket and the other hand out with the phone. Crazy. And Andre Hill got shot dead.
Like, I feel like it's okay for an officer to walk up to you and have his hands like this, okay? First of all,
I get it because sometimes they're just resting their hands.
Right, exactly. Sure. But listen, one thing is if you have the holsters unclipped, you feel
that's a different that changes the whole situation.
Changes everything.
Everything.
At that point you're scared. You feel me? So
I mean, the officer is notifying you that he's scared.
Yeah.
Yo, just have your holster unclipped, right? But don't draw your fucking weapon.
Even still, that could escalate the person he's approaching.
Yeah.
Because that person could easily see that, acknowledge
it's
it.
It's a fire or flight situation, you feel me?
And it escalates.
But if he runs, there's no need to shoot him. That's my problem.
No, cops have been known for shooting people in the back as they run away.
Okay, listen, my thing is also, like, everybody wants to, like, defund the police.
I'm not down for defunding the police.
We can't defund the police. We have to refund them, and they have to go
they need to get paid more.
Crazy-ass training, because this is unacceptable.
They need better training.
Because we can't have some scumbags coming out from the fucking high school.
That was bullied.
Or some other bullshit. Some
facts. Some other asshole.
And there's some people who do it for good. But listen, there's like part, and it's like, oh, not all cops are bad cops.
No, yeah, you're right. I got family that are cops.
Hey, there are a lot of great cops.
Not all cops are bad cops.
There needs to be a problem. We need to get the 10% hand.
Absolutely. I got family members who are cops.
If pilots crashing fucking planes, there will be motherfuckers on it.
Absolutely.
Yep. You feel me? Shot him immediately.
Like, and the thing is with these cops, bro, they got to go through it. They need one. You shouldn't be a cop if you don't have no kind of martial arts training. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he just pulled up the video.
Oh, nice, Dougie. Look, that's the video right there, bro.
He walked up to him and shot him.
Yep, that's it. It just happened. He shot him. He's down.
He's on the ground.
His weapon drawn is just so unnecessary.
Yo, not to mention, he does not aid the man. He's already on the ground. He sees both. He could easily pull his other arm up. Look how close he is. He turns him over.
Like, what's he going to do?
And gives him no aid. He sees both of his hands. No aid. He's also being charged for not aiding him and giving him help.
He looks like he's dead already.
Good. Bro. That guy needs to go to fucking prison forever.
That's crazy.
Bro, it's ridiculous. And this isn't like...
See, because
this should have been national news.
If this guy understood like combat training and some kind of martial arts and some kind of like de-escalation training that they need to put on these cops that they're probably not going through right now.
Mm-hmm. Look, they're handcuffing this man.
And look how many people it takes, though.
Man's got a bullet in him.
He's got bullets in him.
Yeah.
You know how you know how traumatizing that would be?
Negative sir, because of the medics.
As a daughter, walking out of your house and seeing your pops dead.
Yeah.
Or dying. Not receiving any help. Yeah. With so many people around them.
So the call came because he kept turning on and off his car while he was sitting in the driveway.
In the driveway.
In the garage. Not even in the driveway. In the garage.
So wait. He was sitting in his car in the garage.
Turning it off and on. And
so that was his car parked in his daughter's house.
Yep.
What in the fuck?
In the garage.
In her garage.
In the garage. And this man walked up, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I want to cry.
It's fucked up, bro. That's insane. So
fuck. Bad. Like, we gotta do better as humans.
Sorry to bring the podcast to that level, bro. That's fucking... But it needs to be noticed and it needs to be addressed.
The question is it ever going to stop?
It needs to, because I feel like you shouldn't be a police officer either if you're not in the community, bro.
Yeah.
If you don't live in the community and you don't know your people,
you shouldn't be able to serve.
And you're not engaging with your community, you should not be a cop in that department.
At all.
And I understand that, you know, if shit happens, you'll get targeted. But us as people have to have a redirection of our mindset towards the police as well.
Yep.
We all need to come to like a mutual ground, a reset button, and be like, you know what? We need cops to come from our community, engage with us. You know what? Probably do a 6-month tour where you're doing a police, whatever, hardcore, and then take 2 months off where psychologically they melt, you know, and they fucking go through extensive like psychological training.
Yeah, but you got to understand, that's more money, bro.
And that's why I don't agree with defunding the police. We have to refund them because we need to hire better quality people. Educated, one.
Yep.
And then go through like, why do we have Marines that are 18, babies out there, knocking down fucking doors and de-escalating situations before they even fire bullets, you know? That's how they're trained over there. A lot of my military buddies tell me that they're not allowed to, like, just do the shit that these cops are doing over here.
Bro, listen to me. In the military, rules of engagement. Bro, you can't shoot unless you're being shot at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, these cops are scared, bro.
They're not scared, bro. They're fucking pussies.
Well, they're scared pussies. But you know what? You need to train people in martial arts as well, so you're able to, like, yo, you can't have 5-6 people on one man. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But a lawyer takes 8 years to become a fucking lawyer and learn whatever law they're trying to fucking learn.
It takes 2 to 4 years to be an aircraft mechanic, bro.
Okay, it takes 6 months to be a cop, B. And you get a gun.
6 months to a year, yeah.
And you get a gun.
Out here in Florida, it's pathetic how they train these cops.
It's bullshit.
This shit is fucking crazy.
It's bullshit.
And a lot of these cops are fucking assholes.
Most of them.
Most of them are assholes.
It's
crazy. My most encounters probably like...
They feel they are.
It's probably like 60% straight. You know what I'm saying? 10% super cool. And then just another like 30%.
There are some cool cops.
You gotta understand, I'm a dick when it comes to police officers. Like,
that's the thing.
You really can't
like that either, though. That's the thing.
The case is it's stereotypical. Like, just like that, you say not all cops are bad, but shit, man, some of them fit a description.
You're right, because a lot of these cops are fucking racist, bro.
Yeah,
I feel like if you're 55 and above, nigga, you gotta get the fuck off the force, bro. Fuck out of here.
Like I said, I mean, I already said this before. I've never came into an altercation with any officers based off my skin color. I think it's always just based on how the energy that you give out. You know? I don't have that type of mindset. Oh, a cop is going to pull me over and, like, arrest me. Even if my car ain't registered or I have no insurance, you feel me? I just walk with this mindset. It's going to be all right. You feel me? If it escalates from there, then...
I don't. I'm scared shitless. When a cop gets behind me, I'm like, fuck.
It's all about control, man. You control the situation, you know? The cop doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Obviously... He's the law. He's the law, so you have to respect it. So,
shit, man.
Yeah, man. You know, you should uphold the law. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem, though. A lot of them think they are the law.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the problem.
Motherfuckers walking around here like they Judge Dredd.
But also, that's when our...
Because, listen, I had an altercation with officers that came onto the car being all assholey, but okay.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, it,
I can deal with assholes.
Whatever.
Assholes are easy to deal with.
Yeah. Super. Those are the best ones to deal with.
Yeah.
Those are the easiest ones to deal
it's
with.
It's the racist right? dickheads like that are tough.
Those power trips that they be having is fucking insane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, having complete control of a situation, like, that's just, like, bro, you gotta, like, talk to people like humans, and you have to have empathy. You're here to service and protect.
You know
them,
what I think?
I feel like,
you know what needs to happen? You know what needs to happen?
Wait.
Officers needs to, you know.
Facts. Yeah. No, but I feel protect and serve is dead. Like, that died many years ago. All they're doing now is what's a good one? What did
you
I have?
Joe Biden for making those laws and making
All they do is enforce and uphold. There it is. They enforce and uphold unjust laws. Fuck. They straight up said fuck protect and serve. So
listen,
now, honestly, not all cops are like that. Not all cops are like. Nah. Fuck that. You know, things are going down my way now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're not.
There's cops out there that are good.
But
you know?
For me...
I had a good experience with one cop before.
For me, I look at all cops as, like, the same.
Yeah. But you can't do that.
I'm sorry.
Because there's people out there that look at Latinos all the same. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no. Like, exactly. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm hypocritical. I'm a dick.
I mean,
yeah. I've had so many bad run-ins, like, it's ridiculous. When I went to high school, my dude, I had Dougie and yours complexion, and I went to a predominantly black school, and I got hit with racist shit all the time by black folks, and it was not pretty, bro. I got fucked up and sent to the hospital so many times. My mom took me out of school. I didn't even finish school because she thought I was going to fucking die.
I mean, I had a problem with my mother. I had a problem down here when I first came down here from New York. I had a problem with black people and white people because, one, like, the way I talk.
They couldn't tell.
And then dropping the N-word. And like,
they was mad.
Black skin motherfuckers saying nigga all the time.
Right.
And it's like, yo, I'm Dominican, Puerto Rican, papi, que lo que, what's good, son? And this one time, this one dude knocked my hat off. Like, yo, it was crazy in high school. I was getting fucked with a lot. But once you get boogie down... And you fuck a couple motherfuckers up, it's like, alright, people usually have, like, you know, respect for you after, you know, they don't fuck with you. But, like, yo, there's a lot of racist white people, and there's a lot of, like, racist black people sometimes, too.
You know who's
a lot of racist Latinos, because I go to a party with my girl, and then, like, the Spanish bitches be making my girl feel a little bad and, like, out of place and shit, and I'm welcome, you know? So there's a lot of racist shit.
Absolutely.
Everybody, you know? But and we all just need to fuck with each other.
Yeah. I know, but we've been so disconnected. We have so many things disconnecting us as human beings. We don't acknowledge what connects us the most, which is we're exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like, we all came out of a vagina.
Yep, one heart.
Every single one of us came out of a fucking vagina. Unless you can, you know, prove me different. Besides, you know, artificial insemination, which, you know, is weird. But that still comes out of a vagina. It's the shit that, you know, grows in a test tube and shit. And they put in a little vial and they just, you know, feed it liquids.
Came from a woman. Yeah.
You know, we all came from
that's
a woman.
You always got to respect your women.
I know. I'm a dickhead. I'm a piece of shit. I live with that though. Anyways.
My girl killed me.
Like the shit that's going on right now is ridiculous, bro. Like, I just don't understand it. Like, look at the whole LGBT. Like, I'm gonna talk.
Yo, they getting they shit. Oh, they've been on a run.
Let's hop in entertainment real quick. Look at Lil Nas X. He catching a lot of heat for that video.
He catching more heat for those shoes. That video, I like that video.
See what I'm saying?
Yo,
that video was very
shoes, man. Yeah.
Yo,
hold on.
Symbolism in it. Bro.
Hold on, man. No, don't talk about no symbolism. Symbolism has been in music for generations. Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, this shit.
This shoe got human blood.
Anyways. Can you prove that? Did he say
allegedly.
That?
Allegedly. He did. Okay. He did.
Well, that's just something he said. People say a lot.
That's what it's allegedly.
It was allegedly the CEO.
Allegedly, 9/11 was an inside job.
The last company who makes the shoes was the blood that came from him.
So he
didn't
put
say it was his blood. Where you get the blood? That's
look,
yeah, it wasn't even his blood.
I'll believe it till I'll believe it when it's confirmed. I don't believe it. I don't believe it once he confirmed. I could have ashed right outside the window.
He probably did sell his soul to the devil. That's how he's going to make money.
Look, man, I don't think he sold his soul to the devil. I think
if you want to make money now, look, listen to this. You got to sell your soul to the devil.
No, man, that man made
I'll
it.
Take my family
no,
down
fuck out of here, bro. That man made it with Old Town Road. As much as I despise him and hate that song, that man's gone almost 15 times platinum. It's the only record to ever do that.
It's all one hit wonder, bro.
Even if he's a one, look,
I don't think he will.
You can't say that. You can't say that because this song Montero is a hit. It's already number one.
Yeah,
you can't say that. This is his second number one hit. And with the controversy, I guarantee you it's going to hit a couple platinum records.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No bullshit. How does Jen say it? No cap, nigga.
You got to look at it like this. Lil Nas X is like the
you can't get mad at him.
He's like the Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj for like the gay community. So he's kind of like getting his shit off, and it may, I mean,
oh,
shit,
he
I'm
getting
not
off all right.
I seen the video. I was like, I'm a little uncomfortable.
Yo, he getting off right now.
He's getting his shit off, bro. I'm like, damn, he's moving like.
And
like,
everybody talking about what about the kids, right? What this motherfucker reply with? Oh, since everybody watching this video talk about what about the kids, how about we talk about the ones that are still in cages?
Oh,
I'm just saying. I wish we had a drop for that one right there. Because that drop right there, that's
a drop.
Yo, I'm telling you right now.
I mean, he does have a point right
Fuck
now.
Fuck a point, bro. That's like, I will never be a fan, but I'm giving that man a little respect.
Yeah.
Like, let's talk about the kids in cages, bro.
Nah, I'm definitely not.
Biden sent FEMA over there to help deal with these kids, these overwhelming bunch of kids that are coming in on the off the border, putting them in tent camps and other kind of camps, and detention centers and shit. And have you seen what they give these kids? They give them like tinfoil blankets and shit, and they put them in there. They wrap them up like a fucking tortilla or some shit, and put them in a little center. And there's like fucking 50 to 100 of them in one little spot.
Yo, you're stupid. You say you wrap
them
up like a tortilla.
Yo, that idea came from somebody else, though. He called them tamales.
It's fucked up what's going on over there, man.
Yo, it's fucked up what's going on everywhere,
bro. You know
what
it is? Like the situation needs to be addressed because like we're fucking continuously opening up the borders like wide open. You know what I'm saying? And like letting people come in, which I agree with people coming in. But yo, we gotta process these motherfuckers, bro, the right way. So we need more, like that's
and you know
jobs
what's
right there.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Trump was working on that bullshit.
He was.
Now
a lot of sex trafficking goes.
They're taking a lot
of women and children. It's crazy.
And you know what's crazy? Biden's not.
Mm-hmm. No, he dropped that.
I'm not sure what's going on. And then you got like all these like liberals who go hardcore. I'm like, oh. Like trying to defend him and shit, and this is like, yo,
I feel Biden's a piece of shit.
Why do we honor politicians, bro?
Yo, Biden was pictured twice in his and my recollection that I've seen with my own eyes that he's been pictured twice with Robert Byrd, which just so happened to be the former leader of the KKK, and he just passed. He just died, and Biden was at his fucking funeral.
Wow.
And wrote a speech.
Wow.
Yeah, that's. That shit crazy, bro. I can't even understand it. I don't understand why people let politics ruin lives and rule their lives.
All right, fuck this.
Anyways,
politics.
Let's get back on entertainment.
Yeah, fuck this politics shit. I don't wanna,
my bad. Music is kind of politics, man. I'm sorry.
Nah, you kind of right.
Anyways, let's get into. I want to talk about this new movie that just broke pandemic records. Right. Probably. Dopest movie to drop this year until, you know, April 23rd when Mortal Kombat drops. Ooh. But Warner's on a run right now. They still have James Bond movie still on waiting on, is that? No, that's MGM. Never mind. Anyways.
They want to doubt AMC. Her, you better get the stocks now.
Hey, Warner Brothers did a deal with theaters with Regal to, open a bunch of their theaters and premiere a bunch of their movies. Bunch of theaters are opening for Mortal Kombat and Godzilla versus Kong. Sorry, I had that backwards. I'm a Kong fan.
You better get them AMC stocks now.
But Godzilla versus Kong was dope as fuck, but it shitted on Wonder Woman's records. That's like true. Like the box office, 128 million, bro. Oh,
It's such a good movie.
Was it, you was able to stream it?
Yeah, bro. It's like HBO? straight to yeah. HBO Max, B.
Yeah.
Yep.
Straight to HBO Max. Like
$14.99 a month. I can't wait for Mortal Kombat either, man.
Oh my god.
Next week, right?
No,
you were able to buy it on HBO?
It streams for 31 days upon release. And then after that, they'll probably take it down, and then a couple months later, it'll be out to purchase. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
Oh, so it's free right now?
It's free right now to watch for 31 days.
If you got the app. So get on that ASAP.
How much money they made?
It's a dope movie.
Godzilla vs. Kong made $128 million in the box office as of right now.
That's just streaming.
And that's theaters, bro.
Because they came out, I think, a day or two before they was
on HBO.
That's
just the box. That's the box office. That's not including streams.
Yeah. Wait, that's the movie theaters being open?
That's what the movie theaters being open. Damn, and
that's crazy.
Don't quote me, but that could be worldwide. $128 million worldwide.
Yo, wait.
Even in a pandemic, that's still good numbers.
So, yeah.
Because Wonder Woman did shit. That movie was trash. That Wonder Woman 84, trash as fuck. I was disappointed in that. And I did not like it.
The first one.
That shit it was petty.
Yeah, it was okay.
The first one was fire, bro. I don't care what anybody says. You can catch heat from me about talking shit about that first Wonder Woman.
Nah, yeah.
I'm telling you, that shit was dope.
I didn't like the second one, bro. That shit was
like, I didn't like it either. I was just talking shit about it.
Yeah,
you and your phone, though.
Yeah,
I don't fuck with it at all, yo. Yo, I can't wait for Mortal Kombat. That shit's gonna be so fire.
What day they move it up to now?
April 23rd. So we got 2 weeks.
Bro, I swear to God, I thought they still were keeping it. I was like, oh, it's coming out next week. It's coming out next week.
I just
saw another trailer introducing more.
That's the final trailer. I haven't seen the final trailer.
We kind of had like back of the scenes and characters are talking.
Oh no,
I haven't seen a preview like that. It was like three and a half minutes.
No, I definitely have not seen it.
So watch it. And I was like, oh my gosh, so it got me even more excited.
Okay.
Like, oh, bro. Oh my God, bro.
Like that trailer was.
It's good. That movie is going to be insane. I have no doubt. The writer was so the way he was talking about the movie, he seemed like he was so proud.
The writer
came out
and the director went straight ethnicity.
Yeah.
Every character is the direct ethnicity that the director wanted it to be for that character.
They killed it.
And it's, bro, this is going to be a culturally motivating, altering fucking movie right here. Cause it's introducing so many characters and new characters that new fans don't even know.
Yeah. Colin or something like
Cabal.
That.
People don't know who Cabal is. People only know Liu Kang, Johnny Cage, Goro.
I still don't know who
Scorpion, Sub-Zero.
The cyber black, it's like smoke. You know how smoke
was? Smoke.
Is that,
but you talking about Noob?
Like either Noob or Smoke. I can't tell. You can't tell yet who it really is because they haven't announced it.
Bro, what the fuck? Fuck that guy. I don't know why. I thought I could have sworn. Like I heard my phone go off earlier and I could have sworn I turned the fucking sound off. And I did not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, fuck that guy who I was calling.
Yeah. This fucking guy.
Either way, man, that movie is going to be, like, I hope they don't push it back another fucking week.
No. The reason why they pushed it back is to give Kong some more breathing room.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, I did it again. I called it Kong.
Yeah, Godzilla versus Kong.
Godzilla versus Kong. I'm sorry, man. I'm a Kong fan.
Yeah.
I mean, Kong, as a fan. Right, Dougie, as a fan, Kong got his ass whooped.
He got
his ass whooped.
A couple times.
They had to restart that man's heart.
No, they did.
I was like, I feel it though, man. Kong came hard though. I don't care what anybody says.
He got some good ass licks.
He got some good ass licks.
He got his licks.
Made that motherfucker eat that axe.
Godzilla got his licks, bro.
Yeah, Godzilla. Man, why? Do you ain't got to rub it in? I saw it. I know Godzilla got a fuck. Yo.
Yeah, he put in the work.
Yo, he straight dislocated that man's shoulder, B. Once his shoulder went out and then he stomped on his chest and Godzilla, Kong gave that last roar.
Yo.
You knew Godzilla was, or Kong was down for the count because he didn't start roaring. When Godzilla roared, he started like a couple seconds after Godzilla roared, and then he gave it, but it didn't even stay strong.
Yeah.
He tried to get up, fell back down. Like that happens in real fights, man. You lost, P.
That's it.
You gotta take that. You got that respect though at the end. Kong got that respect though at the end. Godzilla just walked it off.
You do. You
He saw Kong get down and dirty with Mechagodzilla. He was like, you know what? I think I'm going to keep this man as a friend. He's like cool. He doesn't seem like he want to fuck with me, so I ain't going to fuck with him. So
hey, you turn your enemy into
it. Was good, fun. Man. I really, everybody
was so good. I loved it, bro. I've done watched it twice. Twice, legit. Two times.
So good.
I'm still trying to watch the Snyder thing all the way through.
You haven't watched that, bro?
No, I seen it. I just not through.
That's what I watched that bitch all the way through.
Yeah, I can't.
I was still, as a fan, I was disappointed.
Just cause fucking kids, man.
I feel you. I was expecting a totally different movie cause the internet had it so hyped. I don't feel it lived up to
that ending. Yeah, that ending was kind of like,
I wanted a fight between Darkseid. I wanted to see, like, had it been a fight between Darkseid and they did like some Avengers type shit and they had them going at it with everybody with his, you know, people and Darkseid and his minions and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have loved to seen something follow into a next one. Like, but it was the same concept movie. Like, they was just trying to bring back Superman.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And I was expecting something a little different, but I still loved it. Like, it was a great change. Like, it makes the movie 10 times better. Like, fucking 10 times. Joss Whedon can eat a dick. Like, thanks for Avengers and Ultron, but bro, go fuck yourself. Like, that Justice League 2017 theoretical debut was, I liked it, but I like this one way more, so fuck that one.
Yeah, I've seen both.
Like,
I love the Marvel, haven't really followed the DC.
No, Marvel's on point though, man.
Marvel's on point with it.
Theoretically, like, their movies in the theater, bro, fire as fuck, their shows, but DC's animated movies, bro. Wow.
Yeah, those are really good.
Those are really fucking good. I cannot wait. Another thing I can't wait for is this comic book Keanu Reeves is doing. Like, you guys gotta read it.
Yeah, yeah. I heard a lot about it.
It's fucking dope.
I've seen a lot of like, little pages of,
yeah, clips, action scenes, yeah, like little panels from the book. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it looks pretty good. He's trying because he keeps talking about it on Twitter too. How he's working on getting Berserk on as a movie scene.
Oh, Keanu, you follow Keanu on Twitter?
Hell yeah,
absolutely. Course. I need to get back on Twitter. I lost my. I don't fuck with it really.
I like Twitter.
Yeah. But no, Keanu. I fuck with Keanu. Yeah.
I try to be on it as much as I can. It's just
he's the one.
It's too much to keep up with, man. You already know. That's social media is like our worst weak, like our weaknesses.
Yeah, facts, bro. We live on that shit.
Yeah.
Instagram, bro. I need to stop liking bitches' pictures and shit. I be stupid. Like, I'm a sucker for a fat booty. Oh, man. Bro, but Keanu, but if Keanu can get that,
because you know when you hit that discover, that explore, that's all you see.
I know, I fucked up, bro. I know, I've been working on fixing that though. I've been working on fixing that.
The audio fever, like paid, like that's what it was for a while.
I've been liking, like, completely now it's like a bunch of
studio and cars. Yeah. You know what I mean? Some shit, little here and there.
I know. You know, I've been liking cars more and other shit just so bitches' booties would stop popping up.
But they still come around though, which is the funny part.
I know, and it sucks that I still click on them and I'm like, God, yeah, that's a nice ass. I'm gonna like that. No, stop it!
And then you click them more and then you go through.
Once you stop scrolling, you're like, okay, send them more.
And it sucks because once you like it, even if you unlike it, it's still gonna show you more because you already liked it.
It shows you more regardless if you don't like it, bro.
It's crazy. No, algorithm, no. They suck. Stop,
I need a dislike button so it'll stop showing me that shit. That
no shit, but yeah.
Say no to the ass, man. No, man. I'm excited for have you guys, Disney Plus fans?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. So were you guys Mighty Duck fans?
I seen that, yeah.
Mighty Ducks has started a new series on Disney Plus. I haven't seen it. It's two episodes deep.
Is it animated?
No, it's live action.
Yeah.
And Emilio Estevez is back as Coach Bombay.
Oh, nice. That's tight. Good.
And I'm hearing some original. I'm hearing some original cast are going to show up.
The Duck cartoon for a second.
Yeah.
What? DuckTales?
Yeah.
You Nimrod.
I'm tripping.
You're talking about the hockey team.
No. Yeah. I remember the movie now. Yeah.
Donald. Yeah.
What's up?
The Misfit Kids.
Oh my goodness. This fucking guy over here, forget about
it. That was a good show. Yeah, remember that shit?
Which one? DuckTales?
DuckTales, yeah.
Absolutely.
The Marvel section of Disney Plus? They got all those new shows, the WandaVision.
The WandaVision was great.
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Have you watched it? Don't talk about it. I'm only three episodes deep, and I'm not watching it anymore because I'm so like impressed. Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I think it only has three episodes.
You know, when I started watching, I saw the first episode. I started watching a second. I don't know how I feel about it at the moment. I'm gonna wait until more episodes
come out. Yeah, I'm gonna stop watching it. I'm loving what they're doing, and I'm such a big fan of how they're doing it and what they're introducing that I want to wait till the rest of the six episodes are released so I can watch it like a fucking movie and just watch all fucking.
That's what I'm saying. I guess because I'm like like I like it, but I hate when because they pause and then they do something good. So I was like, you know what? I didn't finish watching the second episode and I stopped myself and I was like, I'm gonna wait till every episode's out.
Yeah.
Then I sit down and watch, you know, however I can.
I kind of do it how I do my comic books. Like I used to read them once a month, but because they drop new issues once a month of each series, and I just got tired of that because I got tired of fucking waiting. So now I just got stacks of comics to fucking read because I've just been holding them. Like I hated reading one at a time.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it sucks. I hate watching shows one at a time. I'm trying to go through.
Cliffhanger will get you.
Yeah, I'm trying to go through The Nanny right now with my old lady. Like, just I've been watching The Nanny, which is a fucking amazing show. I love that bitch.
Yeah.
Fran Drescher.
Yeah.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, she real bad.
I fucking love that damn show. I
need to catch up with all this shit because I honestly haven't been watching shows like that lately.
Oh my god, yo. Cobra Kai season 4. I know you guys watched Cobra Kai.
I think I only watched the first season.
Bro, you slacking, Dougie. Last thing I saw.
But when homeboy flew over the stairs.
Oh my god! Yo, hey, I don't care what anybody says, bro. That is probably legit. Nah, fuck that. It definitely legit is probably the definitely. I keep saying probably. I want to cancel probably. The dopest fucking high school fight scene. Ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw that shit and I was like, bro, fuck this. I'm not even gonna finish the show. I'm gonna watch this whole fight scene like three times.
Yeah.
Like, it was so fucking dope. And then only cause I watched it three times, but I never finished the whole fight. So after the third time, I'm like, oh my god. I see him go over and I'm like, no.
My dog,
that's how it ended. Boom.
I know. Yeah. You need
you
to watch.
Lot, you got a lot of
you
watch,
got a lot to
bro.
Watch, bro.
Oh, no.
You got 16 episodes to watch,
man. We definitely, I watched it, me and my family every time we had like dinner and that was,
yeah, oh, it's a good show.
Yo, that's like TV legend right there. Yeah, that's going to be nostalgia. A fucking, it's all nostalgia. The whole show.
Yeah.
Everything. Wait till you see the second season and third season. Oh my God, bro. You're slacking.
I know.
You need to watch that shit. There's so many good shows out. So many. I like Superstore. I like,
Super That Funny One.
Yeah. It's on like NBC, but I watch that shit on Hulu.
Nice.
Like, I don't watch no shows on TV at all. Like, I don't fuck with TV, bro. Like, why?
I follow the Marvel part of Disney Plus, but other than that, I just live on.
Well, yeah, no, but that's still not regular. I'm talking about like regular TV, like watching commercials and shit, like flipping through the channel, surfing and shit. Like, I don't do that shit. I'm so happy I don't. No, I don't miss it one single bit, bro, at all. I feel completely unprogrammed. Huh. Like, completely. I don't feel like I want to go out and buy some dumb shit.
Oh, because of commercials.
Because of all the commercials.
That's how they sneak them in movies, though.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. That's facts.
They put down the Pepsi labels up.
Oh, my goodness.
The fuck is
and you know what's crazy? They took off Pepe Le Pew.
Oh yeah!
I feel like he was very aggressive.
Without consent.
I feel like he was very aggressive, but it's not like they showed him rape some bitch onto the fucking TV screen. Nah, he was just
they
like
took out one for a shotgun from him. Now he goes around like a stick or a bat or something.
It's retarded, bro. Cancel culture is ridiculous. I hate
fuck cancel culture.
Yo, check it. Kids in the 90s were like sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Yep.
Now it's like words are literally violence.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Oh man, but let's move on with the podcast though, man.
Yo, if you guys love hip hop, you need to listen to Mayday.
I was just asking, I said, who the fuck is Mayday?
Oh man, Mayday just dropped a new album. I've been a fan of them. I think
you told me about them before.
I tell everybody about fucking Mayday.
I fucking love
Mayday.
I feel like if you don't send me the music, I don't listen to it.
Bro, Mayday be going so fucking hard. Like, they're signed to Strange Music. Strange Music is Tech Nine label.
Nice, yep.
So you guys should know who the fuck Tech Nine is. Everybody should know who Tech Nine is. That's like a household name, like 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. But he has his label, Strange Music. Mayday got signed to them, signed to Strange Music, I think in 2010, 2011 or something. And they dropped their debut album called Take Me to Your Leader. Now, Take Me to Your Leader was an instant classic for me. Like that, I could listen to that all the way through without changing a goddamn song. It's fucking amazing. If you guys haven't heard it, you need to listen to it. Mayday, Take Me to Your Leader. But what?
Put it on Spotify.
Oh my God. They're amazing. But their new track, Minute to Midnight, or the new track, the new album, Minute to Midnight, just recently dropped these past, I think, about a week ago. And I've been listening to it and it's, they're so dope, man. They had a number one iTunes album drop a while back called South of Fifth, and it was a reggae album. Bro, so fire. Like, every song had the rhythm of reggae, but the way they spit, you know it was hip-hop.
Oh,
and it was so fire.
Nice, I gotta check that out, yeah.
Yo, it was, like, the niggas is so dope. Burns, Recognize, so dope. So
can
dope.
Can I play some of this
shit? You want to? Let's do it.
Go ahead, play some of
this okay, shit. Let's do it real quick. I'm gonna go ahead and lock in. Bluetooth. Bluetooth. I'd be forgetting about Bluetooth. I disconnected it. I disconnected it right now. But I'm getting it right now, baby. Don't sweat it. Roadcaster, baby.
There you go.
There we go. Look how quick that was. Let's get some Mayday on here. Alright. Let's go with All In. Y'all ready? Y'all check this out.
Up a K cup, take it straight up to the base bump. See the state of every case of losers crying at the bay club. Got them straight stuck to the pavement. I don't really feel the need to say much. I'm all in like 31 black when it spins on the ruling. I'm 30 something, son. It's quite tricky trying to fool me. See, I don't think about the medals I won or the rubies. I only think about what else I could fit in the routine. Workaholic, obsessive essence. My flow is mileage that takes you places. I'm up to get based like I'm your pilot. Anytime, any place. I face it like it's your highness. Never been one to do less, so yes, that's just my appliance. So hit me if you've been thinking inklings of getting busy. I'm down for it like kids in dairy. These clowns are shifty. I'm ride or die and I prefer to ride until it's iffy. So count me in cause I never needed you to convince me.
From the night to the early morning, I'll be on call if you really want it. I'll be outside when you really on it. I couldn't stay away even if I wanted.
In pushing big stacks, fully committed, that's big facts. With my first leg, got a curse laced in my syntax, that's witchcraft. Witch cap, plotting sneak attack on dry leaves when that twig snap. Don't be surprised when that net triggers your neck snap. I rig traps, predatory, I'm never boring. No dull directions when I bless the track. Just another prize for my soul collection. Plenty of room if you'd like to join in my soul collective. Choose your own adventure and take a risk at your own discretion. Don't ever question resolve or impugn integrity. Just know that I am in, that is all. Now cue the melody. I never need a pill to improve my mood or my chemistry. Lay fire in the booth without the use of amphetamine. This is fraternity, a brotherhood that's understood. No need for please and thanks. We like to keep it frank. Underwood, my team's living the dream. If you feel the need to slumber good, you'll leave with lots of lumps. We pop the trunk. I wish y'all fucking would.
From the night to the early morning, I'll be on call if you really want it. I'll be outside when you really on it. I couldn't stay away even if I wanted. You know I'm all in. So whatever it is.
Type of star grab a light and come back broke as shit. Living like it's the only life I really got to live. Papa told me, save your money and mind your business. Mama said she loved me despite my bad decisions. Never wishy-washy, she just watched me on the tip. It's safe to say I ain't been playing it safe. Ain't no such thing as halfway crooks in this place. Up my sleeve, keeping eights. Some go to sleep, then never wake. So I'ma keep it my pace. Keep my bucket list down the street and pray for more Sundays. You know I be playing for keeps and never more some days. They can ask and can inquire why we keep making fire. While they standing out in the cold trying to just feel inspired. I've been writing my life in bold since I started this ride. Ain't letting up until I'm losing my mind. And I could be anytime.
That was Mayday. Mayday from Miami. As Burns recognized, make sure you guys go listen to that fucking album, B.
Yeah, Florida Stand Up, man. Yo, Florida taking over the game.
You remember?
There's a lot of good talent.
You guys have no idea.
Listen, we compete with Georgia.
It's a lot of great talent, yeah.
Watch everything. Tampa going to be the next Atlanta.
Yeah.
Tampa's gonna be
just Florida in general.
I feel like Tampa, Florida in general. Yeah.
There's a lot of good like talent artist, right? Just outside of
We already got a major hitter.
Yeah, Sarasota got a bunch of talent.
We got a major hitter. T-Pain.
Yeah.
I'm gonna reach out to them and we're probably gonna get an artist of the day from Sarasota for our next
episode. Yeah. Try to get someone
there's
up in
plenty,
there.
Plenty, bro. I would like to get Brandon Soda. You guys probably haven't heard of him. Soda, state of the art. He from Sarasota. Okay. He's dope, man. He's a white boy. Yeah. But you gotta give him credit. He dope.
All right. We're gonna check him out.
I don't fuck with too many white boys as rappers, but he dope. He's dropped two solid albums and they're both, self-titled state of the art, which is also Soda, but one, the state of the art and then state of the art too. Yeah. Solid track. Great release. The way he released his music and the way he's doing everything. He's also in a band called, Emancipated People of Diversity. And backwards it spells dope. D-O-P. But it's E-M-O-D. E, no, dope.
E-O-P-E.
Yeah, that one. Okay. How you spelled it. Just spell dope backwards, man. That's how it's spelled, goddammit.
D-O-D. Hey, don't tell me to spell.
I didn't make it through third grade for nothing.
That's a fact.
But
how you guys feel about NBA boy?
Man, but listen, when you make money, stop fucking with stupid shit.
That is.
Like, there's no need for you to have a gun. If you need security, have one of your boys from the hood. Hold that shit.
Have a shooter, bro. Just have a shooter.
Have a shooter.
Have a legal shooter, of course. Don't just have any.
No, he's got to have a permit.
Yeah, of course. Have a legal shooter.
Exactly.
That's it. It's really that simple.
And
that man already solidified millions by impregnating Mayweather's daughter.
He had a shooter.
Like, he's straight Kevin Featherline, that hoe.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry, Mayweather. I mean to call your daughter a hoe. I just mean he's straight Kevin Featherline, that woman.
Yeah, that's
like he put a baby in that, and that man
already got a million in the account.
Yeah,
he's
set.
He just put a baby.
Part of money team.
Oh, team money.
Team money.
Yeah, that shit is crazy, man. And I guess they found it in his luggage or some shit.
I'm not a big fan of NBA YoungBoy. I can say I'm a fan of somewhat of his antics.
So he's in trial. Yeah. He's in jail.
He's awaiting trial.
So that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He was given a $540,000 bond in California.
Oh, he'll get out.
Yeah, if he's not already.
That man, I mean, when you got money like that, you can afford to be this stupid.
Oh, no, yeah, but on April 1st, Louisiana judge decided to revoke his bond, citing a history of probation violations and his characteristics in history.
That's a good call. If only they did that with white folks. You know how many crackheads they released?
You can't do that because the way he was like acting, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, like that's fucked up. That's judgment already.
Yeah.
So like you get him for what he was doing, and if somebody else had a gun like that, you gotta charge him the same way. And that's the problem with the scale of the law and the justice system. is that they fucking fuck over a lot of people who just fit the description that they want to fuck over if you're okay with.
I know.
If you're a pretty boy person,
yep,
you get your ass skated right away.
Oh, facts.
Stop it.
that was good timing. I like that.
We got to change the way the jiu-jitsu system is approached and how.
We got to change the whole jiu-jitsu system. We got to get those old white folks out of there.
Yeah, man.
They're out of tune, bro.
They're not out of tune. They're just out of everything.
I'm about to end this man's whole career.
Like, I would love to do that. Like, we need to end their careers.
After 60, my guy, you need to sit down.
Yo, facts, you need to retire because your whole ideal, your whole thought process, everything that you think of that might work or might not work that you're trying to push could affect us, the society, in a negative, even more negative way.
Yo, you can't be making like
stupid ass rules.
Stupid ass rules and millions of dollars as a politician.
Off those stupid ass rules.
That shit is crazy, bro. Oh, that shit needs to change.
I feel prisons need to be non-privatized.
That's coming. Shout out to DMX, man.
I can't believe what's happening to DMX right now, bro.
He's fucked up a little bit.
A little bit? That's an understatement, bro. He's in a vegetative state on life support, my dude. Like, there's only two things that are gonna happen in the next couple of weeks.
I hope he wakes up, man.
Either he's gonna wake up, or they gotta pull the plug. Or the third option, they just leave him on life support and hope he starts breathing on himself and wakes up one day. You know? I mean,
he's
granted.
He's completely unresponsive.
Unresponsive, brain dead.
Brain activity low.
Yeah. Brain activity low. Like, his brain is not responding.
It's not good.
So. Who knows, man? They need to get all that shit out of
crack
the
system.
Crack is whack, kids.
Yeah, that shit is bad.
Yo, he was given crack at 14 years old, B.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. See?
That's insane.
I ain't all that.
So, he been through some shit, man. And
that explains why he's all crazy and always thinks he's a dog.
Yeah, I mean, man, he been through
that's
some
cold.
Shit. That's cold. And you know what? He's part of our, like, our generation, bro. Like,
he's a big part.
He's an icon, a fucking legend.
Yeah.
I got skipped.
Yeah.
You straight skipped me and gave it to him.
I thought you gave it to me.
No, he just straight skipped me in rotation.
Fucked up, John.
What was that movie he did, Cradle of the Grave?
Yeah. That shit.
What you mean? That wasn't just that movie, B. He did Romeo Must Die. That's one of my child. I saw that in fucking theaters. I saw that in fucking theaters.
Yeah,
Romeo Must Die was an instant classic. You got fucking Aaliyah. You had Anthony Anderson, DMX, Jet Li. Like, oh my God.
Jet Li was one of my favorite, like, fighters, like,
he was
movie
like,
actors.
Yeah. He was like, this generation's Bruce Lee, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yep. Yeah. Don't sleep with Jackie Chan, though.
Jackie Chan's own element. You can't compare Jackie Chan to Bruce Lee or Jet Li. You can't.
Yeah.
They're two completely different. Yeah. He is a master in his own lane. Can't nobody fuck with Jackie Chan.
Yeah, that's right. Because I seen that nigga's behind the scenes, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody fucking with Jackie Chan, B.
He be feeling them shits. He be feeling that shit. I remember I seen, and the first time I seen it was because I had the Rush Hour DVD. Mm. And you know how I had the behind the scenes?
Yeah, with him and
that's the
stuck.
First time I seen it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, snap. Like, this guy's the real deal.
Yeah,
like, you know? Ass. Yeah.
And they make everybody laugh while he do it.
Yep.
I don't understand how he does that. I think I'm gonna go watch fucking Rush Hour after that. It's Jackie Chan is amazing. He's a fucking icon. What we need to get into is artists of the day.
Let me get the Bluetooth.
Connect it. Oh, on my from my phone?
Yeah, just connect it. Willie Graham's recorded this shit.
Alright, so.
Hold on.
Huh?
You're gonna edit that.
Yeah, we can edit it. Yeah, this is fine. I already pressed it and hit it again. So
I bet.
Are you ready?
Should I lead it?
Yeah.
So art of the day for this episode is Katie the Shooter. His one song that we're playing is called No Love, right? That's the song. Yeah, with Katie the Shooter, Baby Nine. These guys are from Tampa coming up, man. Johnny also did the editing.
Yes, sir.
And my boy Louis Graham's at the Graham's, you know, the shot on that. So make sure you guys check the video out too. That's on YouTube.
Show your boy some love too, man.
Check comment, share that video. It is on YouTube, like I said, and the song will be coming out in his next project. So this is exclusively at the moment. So check it out.
Hey yo, Ren, turn that up. She say I'm so I love her, but I don't even know she mine. Say she got my back, I don't know if the truth of this she lying. I been going through some things, no I can't explain, but I be fine. Straight out of the treasure, ride with a stitch, you know I'm no swing guy. City one front, the body be choppin', yeah, the bitch be dying. Every day, you take, yeah, his signs, yeah, his two shots fine. That's why I'm flashing on my nine, you play with mine, and I'ma leave you in the blind. I be over nothing, them trenches, post it like a stop sign.
If she ain't for me, I don't need y'all, so I never come for you. Them deuces gon' be dirty, I'm kicking flavor like it's feet. I been on hold, tryna see which one of you niggas' souls. I'm ahead of you, cause that's the shit I ain't never come up to. Man, we're breaking rules, posted on the nine, yo, we got hella tools. Need a clean up crew, if it's a problem. We fit you in, and now you on the news. Ain't got nothing to say to you. Just brought some Kristen Lou. Steppin' in blood, can't get this shit on my shoes.
Steppin' in blood, can't get this shit on my shoes. Free the game, doing time, free the alcohol. Nigga ever say you won't smoke, you know you don't. She say I'm so I love her, but I don't even know she mine. Say she got my back, I don't know if the truth of this she lying. I been going through some things, no I can't explain, but I be fine. Straight out of the treasure, ride with a stitch, you know I'm no playing guy. Tricky city one front, the body be trapped, yeah, the bitch be dying. Every day y'all take, yeah, his signs, now yeah, his shots fine. That's why I'm flashing on my nine, you play with mine, and I'ma leave you in the blind. I be over north from them trenches, post it like a stop sign. No green light, I'm gon' go.
I ain't gotta tell you what we told.
Nigga run up, get smoked like a pole.
Matter of fact, I'ma smoke his ass like a roll.
Fuck that, either way, the nigga gotta go.
Give me all the pass before I hit the door.
I can get you killed while I'm at a show.
Which one, any, me, anybody, go.
Nigga know I'm pep pressure. All my niggas, they went, they stuck.
Yeah, we hot, sun like pepper. Been by whatever, tryna make it better.
One wrong move, you lose your life. This shit hit chest, not chest. Don't think shit sweet, I swing your block. Make it feel like a mood out rap. Steppin' in blood, can't get this shit on my soul. Free the game, doing time, free the animals. Nigga ever say you won't smoke, you know you don't. Nigga say you won't smoke, you know you don't. She say I'm so I love her, but I don't even know she mine. Say she got my back, I don't know if the truth of it, she lying. I been going through something, no I can't explain, but I be fine. Straight out of the treasure, ride with a stitch, you know I'm no swing line. City one front, the body be trapped, yeah, the bitch be dying. Every day, y'all take, yeah, his size, yeah, his besides fine. That's why I'm flashing on my nine, you play with mine, and I'ma leave you in the blind. I be over north from them trenches, post it like I stop sign.
That was a million dollar record right there. So that is Katie the Shooter, Baby Nah, No Love. Song is on YouTube. The song will be on all platforms in her next project that's coming out later this month. I'm not exactly on the date, so yeah. Apologize for that. So,
yo, it's definitely not gonna lie.
But just if you just hit Katie the Shooter,
you can find him on all platforms.
Dope motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, he's definitely.
It's not even that's not even the type of my vibe. You guys heard what type of my vibe was.
Yeah.
I fuck with it. I like it. That beat was fire.
Yeah. Like I said,
it's not a trap beat.
It's exactly. And like I said, it was I forgot the producer's name, but you know, it was all engineered and produced at the Audio Fever. So check it out.
Audio Fever.
Yeah. Audio Fever 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Keep it hot. By the way, did you hear that on the song Early Morning with Kush? Early morning. Did you hear the song?
No.
I sent you the song, nigga.
Yeah.
And in the beginning is Audio Fever, because Audio Fever 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Keep it hot. And then Kush is yawn.
He said he was going to do that.
Yeah. So I'm going to show y'all later. And we'll probably play that.
That's that exclusive shit.
We'll play that shit on the next episode. Awesome shit. But yeah. So I'm going to show y'all, bro.
Kush with a K doing his thing, bro.
Yeah, he's working, man. Check him out. Shout out to his merch.
Yeah.
I want to go get some of his merch. Sure. I got some extra bread, so I want to get a little things.
Exclusive.
But I was showing him to this dude that gave me a ride to the crib the other day from work. And kid actually liked it. He was a young, he was this generation. You feel me? Like, he was like, I think 20. He was a young kid.
Okay.
And, his, it was funny. His pops called, he's like, and he put him through the speakers on the phone or through the car. And all I hear is, hey, oh, what are you doing in Palmetto? I'm like, oh my God. I'm so glad I'm not a kid in this generation. This is the first thing that went through my head. Because it's like, bro, you know exactly. Parents know exactly where you at, bro.
Yeah. Dead ass.
I was it's like, Palmetto too. You like, yo, what you doing? Palmetto? Right?
Yo, that's exactly what his dad said.
You in the hood too. Yo, I know you're not in the suburbs in little Jimmy house. Why you about to get out of the seat?
Check it. I legit felt a little bad. Because the way his pop said it was like, Palmetto was like, sounds like a bad place. what are you doing there, son?
Good. Oh, kidnapped you.
Oh, shit.
Yo, oh, it was funny.
The nickname is Palmetto.
I just stayed quiet the whole time. He's talking to his pops.
Hell yeah, but...
Man, there's a lot of artists we definitely got... We have queued up. That we got to shout out. All from Florida.
So. And make sure... And make quick, sure if you, you know... thank you for... By the way, thank you for everyone that's been tuning in this far out, to be honest. Yeah, I fuck with y'all all the way. I know there's, you know... There's a lot of y'all out there, and I know y'all don't get enough attention, so I appreciate that. Yeah, but either way, there's a lot of artists out here that fucking needs to hit us up, man.
Yo, shout out. Because shout out everybody.
There's so many good talent out there, bro. Like, that we need to play that shit. Like, we need to have our own radio station with all these artists, this type of shit.
Yeah, well,
so make sure y'all reach us, man. Hit us up.
We should definitely do like a mix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A mix of everything. Reach
us,
man.
Hit us up on an email. Send it to the Audio Fever Podcast. @gmail.com. Please do so.
That reminds me, man. I'm about to hit up my dudes. Like, I need to call Mo. I need to hit up G. Yeah, what's happening with them goddamn tracks, man?
I don't want them tracks. I want my tracks.
I want them tracks, B. I gave Mo a bunch of beats. I know he's worked on one for sure because he finished it. It took him a while, but I hope he gives me at least two more. Like, I want to get like five tracks from him. I want to get like five tracks, like legit. That way we have a solid bam put out for everybody.
Fact.
Man, y'all keep fucking with us, man. Audio Fever Studio, we coming out. Y'all, yes, y'all sir, just yes, don't sir. Know yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Audio Fever Inc. Just so y'all know.
Just so y'all know.
You know.
Audio Fever Incorporated.
We're corporated, you know what I mean? We're a fucking corporation.
Yes, sir.
It's so exciting.
It's fucking crazy.
It's nice little milestone.
You know? I was talking to my boy David. I was like, man, I was like, how's business? I was like, bro, I'm a fucking boss. Like, I just said it like that. Like,
booming.
You feel me? Like, I'm doing good. Like, you feel me? So I told him, as long as I'm like, have a session a day and make a certain amount, I'm in the positive.
Yo, you feel me? Good, man.
Yeah.
So happy to hear.
Yo, I'm just so happy. I was like, yo, guys, I was like, don't. Get the job.
Ah, yeah,
don't get
right.
the job.
I'm still considering getting something throughout the day, though.
Just
I just want to get away to the house for a while, man. I don't like being home all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
I go for my jogs in the morning and shit like that, but it ain't enough. I need to be out of the house for a little while. You know, not saying that I don't.
It's nice about Florida. You can't get out.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I work. And live there.
Exactly.
So it's like,
yeah, I feel you.
Feel me? That's why another thing about with my NPC, it's a good way to stay creative, but I don't have to be in the same room all the
that's
time.
That's completely opposite for me because I spend so much time at work. I'm like, man, fuck it. I'm always out of the house. I'm working so much. I'm like, bro, I don't want to leave the fucking house. Yeah. Unless it's like,
fuck it. I work at McDonald's just in the morning, just for like 3 hours, you feel me? I'm kidding.
You're fucking working at McDonald's,
just to work for the community, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Nah, I'm joking. Nah, I'm fucking around. I fuck out of here. I ain't working for nobody.
Yeah,
nah. Working for yourself, money.
But I'm trying to find something to do early, like in a day, just to keep me busy, because I started jogging in the morning just to, you know, saying clear the head.
Work at Best Buy, bro. They close early.
Best Buy?
That's one of those discounts.
Yeah, you know what? I thought about actually Guitar Center, but they don't open till fucking 11.
Yeah, nah, man.
You know? Because, you know, it'd be nice to, you know, work at Guitar Center and get them discounts.
Yeah.
Nah, Best Buy, man. You get some discount on some mics, maybe some, you know.
Even though Best Buy got music equipment, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty straight. It's pretty straight. It's not the best, but it's straight.
Yeah. No, they got it. If you go to the music thing, whatever you search, they got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
On the website.
Yeah, yeah. So if you can get it on the website, Amazon, you can get that shit into the store, you feel me, as an employee. Yeah, so, yeah.
You just get a ship from the warehouse or some shit.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know there's a store in New York, actually, that had a music section. It was big. It was like a little mini guitar set up in there.
Goddamn.
Yeah. It had all types of shit. But yeah, son, but either way.
Speaking of discounts, we're running a discount all the way to the end of the month, so check that out.
Oh yeah.
Holler at us, man. Listen, hit up the webpage.
We'll put that link in the comments below.
So. Yes, yeah, check that out. We're running to the end of, yeah, big deals and weekly giveaways.
Over $100. Mm-hmm. $200, $300.
You don't want to miss out on that.
This is crazy.
Yo,
I like hurt saying taxes hit.
Listen, let me talk to you right now. I know you receive those taxes right now. All right. So and just invest in your craft. That's one thing.
It makes your shit.
Listen, I know you invest got that money. So come on, bro. Just work with us. Trust me. You won't be disappointed. So far, we ain't disappoint nobody, and we put nothing but quality out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, fuck with us, man.
Telling y'all, invest in the craft.
Y'all sleeping on this deal, just an FYI.
That's a fact.
Either way, moving on with the podcast, man. I appreciate everyone that's been tuning in.
Absolutely. Appreciate everybody.
Your boy D-Rec. You feel me?
Yo, it's your boy Lucky Lou. We about to head out, man. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show, what we have to offer.
And then this is the beat of the day by
D-Rec.